Vanessa.
Hi.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Outstanding. Thank you. So, you know, I'm excited about this conversation because, number one, this is my second voice note. And then number two, we are Instagram friends, you know, so this is one of those, we're from the future, you know,
right. But
I've really enjoyed, your aesthetic and the things that you post. And I thought that it'd be great to talk to you for a couple minutes about, you know, style and your entry point to style, and get your thoughts on that briefly.
Sure. My entry point to style, I have to say, as a kid in Haiti, if you're talking about personal style and not as a stylist.
We're only talking about personal style, which I think should overlap, but yeah.
Yes. Sorry about that, because my son just came in and I had to mute and be like, I'm on the phone. But my entry, say that again for me so I can answer you.
Yeah, so your entry point
to style.
To style.
Thank you.
Yes.
So my entry point to style was in Haiti. So I was born in Brooklyn, New York, but I lived with my grandmother in Haiti for about 4 years. So from like 1 to 4 years old or five. Mm-hmm. And every Sunday she would make me dresses. She was a seamstress, mm-hmm. a couturier, and she would make me dresses from scratch, her own pattern, her own designs, every Sunday for the following Sunday. I'd get it fitted, she'd finish it, and I'd wear a new dress every Sunday. So I thought everybody's grandmother was stylish and everybody's grandmother made dresses for them, and they had one of a kind.
Yeah.
That was my first entry to style, just being taught that how you show up is important, and it's more than just the fabric that you wear. It's your posture. It's the energy that you're carrying around and that you possess. So that was my first entry point to style, was about 4 or 5, as soon as I can put it together.
Yeah. I think, you know, what's interesting is, and I think specifically people of color over, let's just say the age of 30, and their relationship to style and how it connects to their grandparents, you know, because I'm the same way. I think of, and my grandfather, my dad's dad, wasn't a big talker, you know, at least for me, he was, but like I was a kid, he didn't have time for me. So I had to learn via, you know, just watching. And he was always dialed in. The suits, you know, even his casual wear, which wasn't, we couldn't call it casual present day, but it was very dialed, you know. And I looked at him as an influence, even though it wasn't him coming to me, you know, telling me that I need to be an influence. And I think that definitely I wouldn't be where I am style-wise and where I am as a designer if it weren't for my grandparents. My grandmother was the same, you know, and I just always assume that's how people kind of fell into their specific individual style through their family. And for us, our grandparents.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And so do you think about, so obviously do you still carry that with you, like today when you're styling yourself or when you're styling other people, do you still think about those lessons from your grandmother?
I don't think I necessarily think about it, but I think those times, the experiences, the memories are embedded in me. So it's part of who I am. I carry it as part of my DNA.
Yeah.
So again, it's a way of being, but I'm pretty sure it's there all the time, you know, because I teach my clients more than just how to style this outfit, but it's personal. It's how are you feeling? Who are you today? What does this existing piece mean to you? And I learned all that as a young child from my grandmother to my mother, and her always looking her best or looking the way she wished she felt, dressing the way she wished she felt, and not how she actually does. That's so powerful. So I do remember them and carry that with me through all jobs.
That's huge. And that, you know, that was the other thing is, I think for the first time, a lot of folks are being taught these style lessons or these style cues from people that are either their same age or younger than them, you know? And I do think that there should be a certain level of wisdom or experience attached to. I mean, it's clothing, you know, like, we're not talking about brain surgery, obviously, but this is where, you know, these are our careers, so it is important to us. But yeah, we didn't learn these certain lessons from our peers. We learned them from elders, you know, that had life experience on them. And I think via social media, a lot of folks are learning or gaining style cues from folks that maybe don't have the same mileage or road years of experience when it comes to how to dress, what to wear.
Absolutely.
What accentuates, you know, what works best for that, for them. And I think that's interesting. I'm not saying it's positive or negative, but I do think it's very interesting how things work now opposed to how they worked and how we were kind of brought into fashion and clothing personally.
I agree 100%, and I'm happy that you even mentioned it. I don't hear it enough, but I don't know that enough people have had the experience that we have,
yeah,
in order to be able to, you know, compare the two. But I agree, it's a gift, so it's very personal. Someone who may not understand may think, like you said, oh, you know, it's just clothes. It's not just clothes. It's what we do. It's more than what I do. It's life changing. The work that I do with my clients, again, is more personal. It's not just about like today's, you know, copy and paste and
right,
let's wear this because everyone's wearing it. It's digging within.
Yes.
And being like, okay, who am I? Where do I want to be? We're having conversations. It's actually therapeutic. It makes you want to go back to school. But it's pretty cool because I'm like, wow, I'm changing people's lives by way of styling them and helping them style and helping them build that muscle, build and maintain that muscle.
Ah.
So I agree 100%, and it's life changing, and I'm able to see that now. I didn't always realize that gift, the wisdom we have, the experience. I didn't realize like how powerful it was until like my 30s, like when I was maybe late 20s, when I was really doing a lot of one-on-one wardrobe consulting. And
yeah.
I said, oh, okay, this is why I get these testimonies and the referrals. It was always, you know, a word of mouth. This
yes.
was my experience. That's gold. And you know, in a day of numbers, in a world of numbers, word of mouth is still the best form of marketing. So people come to me because of someone's experience, and then they have that life-changing experience as well. So it's absolutely a plus. And yeah, we're OGs. Because it's not something that, you know, we went and looked for. Like, we didn't seek it. It found us, and it's amazing that it puts us in a different place, conversation-wise, anything.
It is.
Style, yeah. Wisdom. And I stand by that. I'm not apologetic, you know, about feeling that way. I agree with you 100%.
That's, yeah, and it's you're saying something that I never really thought about either. But yeah, it chose us, you know. I don't think your passionate designer or stylist wakes up when they're young thinking, you know, I'm gonna live in clothes, you know, I'm gonna design for a living, I'm going to be in fashion for a living. You just do it. You're doing it for so long, and then you figure out, okay, there's a way that I can do what I love and make money doing it. But I do feel like this is one of those industries that you don't really think about it when you're a kid, as far as like, that's my career, that's what I want to do when I grow up. At least I didn't. I didn't even realize that you could make money doing something like this.
100%.
Yeah, yeah, you know. And But the other thing that you mentioned that is huge for me, and I guess now I'm starting to understand why we are social media friends, is the joy. You know, getting dressed should make you happy. You know, getting dressed in the morning, getting dressed for an event, it should not be laborious. You know, it should not be stressful. And I've always said this, that if you're stressed out about it, you're probably doing something wrong. You know, you can be stressed out about the event or stressed out about going outside or interacting with certain people, but getting dressed it's like food, you know, like you're supposed to enjoy these things, you
know. I agree, and I say that I still play dress up, but to go back to your first point, no, I didn't think when I was younger, oh, I'm gonna be a stylist, I'm gonna make money. I knew from a young age, as long as I can remember, that I was able to talk and had eyes, I always knew that the way I show up by way of my clothing spoke before I did.
Yes.
And I didn't realize that I knew that until I got older and I said, oh, you were in there. You were laughing and you didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's a love first before it's a service.
Yes.
Even with my creative work, I'm like, I'm my own muse and I have fun. And then I share it with you guys. And sometimes I sit on a picture for, like, I don't know, months or sometimes years, and I never released it, but it's an experience that I'm having, and then I share.
Yeah.
And it's not something that's intentional, like, oh, I'm being selfish, me first. It's, no, I really live this life. I have fun. I happen to document it. People happen to like it, and I learn to be a businesswoman. But I'm an artist first, you know?
Yeah.
Artist by nature and a businesswoman by force. I was like, oh, I'm only business because I have to get paid, but baby, like, I wake up and I'm in my shrug and I'm in my sheer slip and I'm having, you know, my probiotic and a martini glass. Like, I really, in my candles. Yeah, I did all this before we spoke. I was like, I need to be, you know, in my zone, in the mood. Like, this is how I live. I'm not going to come rushing in here. So I gave myself time, you know, and here I am. But anyways, all that to say that it's who we are first, and then we learn to use it as a service, and to be of service to others. But I think that's what I love most about myself, especially now, realizing like how much hustle comes into styling and gigs and how political it can get, and that if you don't know how to create your own balance and boundaries, you'll let that sweep you up, and then you stop being an artist and you don't have fun anymore. So I have fun, and then I share it with you guys afterwards. So I'm super blessed to be able to do that and distinguish the two.
Absolutely. And that's actually the perfect period for this conversation. Like, that's where I want to end it. That's outstanding. Thank you so much for your time, and I that's a great voice note.
Cheers. This was good. I trusted it. I said, you know what? I didn't ask any questions. I was like, it felt good. You were like, yes? I'm like, yes. Like, we're not just having a DM, John. Yes.
Yeah.
So it was good. It felt good. And I'm happy I was able to, you know, trust.